In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear children, today we celebrate the Mass, the votive Mass, of the Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ. And with that, we start to think of that very action, the Passion of our Lord. We're coming up upon Lent, and certainly from a natural point, we start to think of the things our Lord suffered for us. And when thinking about this Mass, it made me think, okay, we're at the very beginning of this penitential season. We haven't even made it to Ash Wednesday yet, but we're celebrating our Lord's Passion in today's Mass. So let's reflect upon the Passion, but in the beginning point of the Passion. And so what happened at the beginning of the Passion? It was our Lord's agony in the garden. It's often said, we always hear, and it's very true, but we hear from people all the time, our Lord is always watching you. Well, it's very true, but for us as Catholics, we have it not only from the sense that God's always looking out for us, but also in that point of the agony. God was watching us then, even though we had not even been born yet. Because at that very moment, in the agony in the garden, what caused him to suffer so much was because in his prayer, he saw every single sin that every single one of us would commit. And every sin that we commit is directly offensive to himself, to God himself. And so he saw that, and think of the worst things that anybody's ever done to you, and then multiply it a million times, and we haven't even begun to touch how much our Lord suffered in those moments of the agony in the garden. When we read about the agony, what do we notice most about our Lord's suffering? Besides the fact that he's praying and that he's having to lean upon a rock to even hold himself up, we see what? Our Lord sweated, but not just sweat like you and I have, but his sweat became drops of blood. And we think, well, that's a peculiar thing. I've never seen anybody sweat blood before. But actually, it's something that can and does happen even from a physical point of view. And what it is caused by is extreme stress that you and I have never experienced before in our lives. But we can be under so much stress, a person that is, can be under so much stress that not only does it affect him or her in their heart and in their minds and cause them to get very anxious, but if it's to such an extreme degree that it can actually cause physical harm to a body. And everywhere under our skin, there's these little tiny blood vessels. And if the stress is great enough, those can start to burst. And if you're sweating, the blood will come out your pores. That's what happened to our Lord. The stress of seeing our own sins was so great that this happened not in just a few spots, but from head to toe, all over his entire body. And what happens when someone sweats blood? Well, it's like when you know what it feels like to have a bruise, but a really nasty bruise on your body that you don't even want to touch it because it hurts to even come close to it. Well, think of that, but his entire body was like that. His whole body was one giant deep bruise from having sweated blood. And it was then that his passion began. Because what happens next? They come to arrest him. They handle him very roughly. They beat him. Then he's scourged and he has to carry the heavy cross. And finally he's crucified and dies for us. All of that happening when even if someone were to tap him on the shoulder, it would have been agonizingly painful. And all of that he underwent even though he had just already seen all the sins that we were going to repay him with. That's how we don't think enough about our Lord's passion, and we fall into sin. So don't let yourselves go throughout the day without sometimes reflecting on our Lord and all that he suffered. Don't go any day when temptation comes towards you without thinking, okay, I'm being tempted to sin, but what would our Lord want me to do? He saw that already in the agony. We don't want to cause him more pain. We want to comfort him. We want to be those souls that he realized would accept his passion and live a life for Christ in order to save their souls. We want to be the ones in which our Lord was happy to die for us because he knew that some people would one day be with him in heaven forever. That's who we want to be. So if your brother or sister starts to get on your nerves, or your parents tell you something to do and you don't want to do it, take a step back. Think for a second. Our Lord is watching me. He sees what I do. I don't want to cause him any more suffering than he already has gone through. And if we do this, then we'll always be able to avoid sin. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.